For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Vice President Mike Pence visited Yellowstone National Park Thursday to discuss the Park Service's backlog of maintenance projects. Pence says the Trump administration is committed to conservation and improving national parks infrastructure. In front of Old Faithful Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence addressed a group of National Park Service and Forest Service staff.
In this administration, in this White House, you have a president who is committed to conservation, and President Donald Trump is committed to improving and bettering the national parks of the United States of America. I promise you.
Pence and Interior Secretary David Bernhardt visited Yellowstone National Park to discuss the Park Service's growing repair list. The Park Service used over $670 million last year to repair paved roads, trails, utilities, and buildings that serve visitor needs. But the to-do list keeps getting longer and is estimated to cost nearly $12 billion to complete. One of the factors is aging infrastructure. 70% of the backlog is due to infrastructure that's over 60 years old. Another factor is the wear and tear that comes with the increase in visitation to national parks. The Park Service received over 300 million visits in 2018 for its fourth consecutive year.
As Terry pointed out, we do have a backlog in maintenance, hundreds of millions of dollars. But our administration has proposed a new fund that would capture 50% of all the revenues coming off of leases on public lands and investing those back in our national parks and in our national treasures.
He's talking about the proposed Public Lands Infrastructure Fund, which would use up to $1.3 billion revenue each year from energy production and set it aside for the maintenance backlog. A member of the press asked,
"Is it true the president's 2020 budget cut funding for the national parks?"
We believe that the combination of investments that we're making is exactly the right level. But the historic investment that we will be making in maintenance by literally creating a funding stream for maintenance from our public leases, we believe will more than meet the maintenance obligations of our national parks.
No shortage of work.
Before leaving Yellowstone, Pence, his wife Karen, and Bernhardt helped park staff work on a new boardwalk around Old Faithful. Yellowstone, America's first national park and one of the most visited, has a list of deferred maintenance projects with a price tag of nearly $600 million as of September 2018. Jody Lyle is a park spokesperson.
We are doing a lot of work to repair deferred maintenance. And so today we're looking at this boardwalk project, but there's also other trail work and work on buildings and roads. Probably the biggest category of deferred maintenance in Yellowstone National Park is roads.
Pence's trip to Yellowstone follows his third visit to Billings in 2 years. Pence Wednesday joined Montana's Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte and Senator Steve Daines to discuss what's been called a meth crisis in Montana. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.